Okay, so after this is in the Rafa in the Agwan Nothing Bay. So we have to cast on a puppy from the brook of Alan Thieves Love. How can you make a brook of Alan Thieves Love if Al is Mashmul and Mafreya? Meikara. So puppy answers me to Agwan Nothing Bay. Then we ask from the lashon of the brisa, not the lotzes yotzim imboilets. What's the nechanami agav sefer? So Tosfos says, "Beidin the agma nafik bay from Tamar came in nafik hechi varech." I like tzarech levarech. I will ask the osay. So how's the shayach dag? If you eat the mitzvah as soon as you pick it up, then the bracha is never going to be able to ask the osay. So how can you make a bracha that's not able to ask the osay? Again, later on, the Gemara says by Tefillah, we do make the bracha afterwards. Because there was no choice. What's the kasha? You see that when there's no choice, you make the bracha afterwards. You see that Chazal could be misakin to make the bracha afterwards. Maybe Chazal were misakin to make the bracha afterwards. Some of the chat is, because then it should have said that later on. When the Gemara says that Kol HaBracha is Baruch and Eber Lassi, Kol HaMitzvah is Baruch and Eber Lassi Yosem, Chutz min ha-tfilo, it should have said Chutz min ha-tfilo min ha-luluf. I say that luluf is not an exception to the din of Eber Lassi Yosem. Also, could be that by tefillah, the reason why Chazal allowed you to make the bracha of Lasiosim because there was no choice. At least in some tefillahs, there's no choice. So maybe they have to be misakin the bracha this way. And the tefillahs of Lulav are etzes. Taisus later on says that there are etzes how you could do the mitzvah of Lasiosim. Taisus says from the Ri, it's not necessary. But if we needed to have etzes, we could find etzes. You could take the Lulav upside, you could take the Esrog upside down. You could have kavanah shloi lotzei star. Eitz is how you could do the mitzvah of lasi also. So it's not necessary to change the rules. So a klok of that lulav is not a steer to over lasi also. Even though we make the bracha after the tefillah, it's not a steer to over lasi also. How is that? It's not interesting. The Ritva says that it's over lasi also. Because till you put the lulav down, it's one ma'ase mitzvah, and you're still being osuk in the mitzvah deraisa. If you put the lulav down, and then you pick it up again, so then already that's already not the mitzvah deraisa anymore. But the Ritva says, therefore, it's better to make the bracha, after you pick the lulav up, you should make the bracha, let's say you pick up the lulav in the morning, you're going to shul. He says, you should make the bracha now. If you're going to wait till you go to shul and do the nanuim, meanwhile you're going to put the lulav down on your table. So then when you pick it up to make the nanuim, then already it's only a mitzvah. Nanuim is only a derabonim. The shiuri mitzvah, it's a derabonim. So you're only making the bracha on a nanuim. That's not so ideal. If you make the bracha after you pick it up or while you're still holding it, so that's part of the mitzvah deraisa. Taisa doesn't answer that. Apparently Taisa holds not true. The second you pick it up, the mitzvah deraisa is over. It's not nimshach. It's not nimshach. So then everything's done. That's it. That's the show's over. So where's the Eber Lassi also? The place is by Emery, Apple got the Nofik, even though you're talking Yosi with Agba. Akati Isik the mitzvah should circle in Anea be Kriya Sahala. Still call you Isik in the mitzvah because you have to be in Anea by the Halo. Smart and place, you're not Minanea till the Halo. The Rama says you're Minanea right away when you pick up the Lulav and you make the Brocha, you're Minanea right away. And then you also have Nanum by Halo. Taisa doesn't have it. Taisa says the only Nanum we have is what the Mishnah says in Sukkah. That you're Minanea in Halo. How you doing by Tchilu Vesai? It gets it by Allah Shem Hashina. the nanurim that it says in the Mishnah. Taisa doesn't have any other nanurim. So Taisa says, that's enough. It's still called your Isaac in the mitzvah. Could be a remez here in Taisa's. To what's the reason? What's the reason for Eivel Asiyosim? I told, why do you have to make the Ruach Eivel Asiyosim? So I told you the Rishon says two reasons, because to show that the mitzvah is being done l'shma, l'shem Shemayim, or to be because to be makdim avodas hanefesh to avodas haguf. Maybe it's a remez in Taisa's that the lashon Taisa's that he's still Isaac in the mitzvah. Maybe it's a remez and taisus to the pshat and why you have to make the bracha eivel asiyosim. So that you should be, because you should make the bracha when you're isik in the mitzvah. So before the mitzvah, I'm still isik in the mitzvah because I'm getting ready to do the mitzvah. So I'm now in the state of being isik in the mitzvah. So that's the time to make the bracha. When the mitzvah is over, I'm not isik in the mitzvah anymore. If you're no longer being isik in the mitzvah, so why does it pass to make a bracha? To the Akal, but I think there's a remiss here. I wonder if it'll be useful later. So the remiss here in how Tosfos understood the idea of Eivel Asiyosim. You need Eivel Asiyosim because you have to be Isaac in the mitzvah when you make the bracha. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that you how you makayim Eivel Asiyosim. I picked up the lulav. I already did the mitzvah. But I have the nanuim. But how I'm going to make the nanuim? So Mela, it's still called. I'm still makayim eivel asiyosim. So there's a few horrors here. First of all, the nanuim, it's not a deraisa. Maxim, it's a, the ritually says it says for the apostles, it's the rabbana. The Gemara calls it shuri mitzvah. The nanuim is shuri mitzvah. Shuri mitzvah megin min apronius. It's a shirai. Would you make a bracha only on nanuim? I mean, on a drabonim, you can make a mitzvah. I don't know if the nanuim counts as a drabonim. The Gemara says it's shiuri mitzvah, it's making min apronis. That warrants a bracha. Moreover, let's say you're making the bracha and the nanuim. How do you make the bracha now and the nanuim? Between now and the nanuim, there's a big hafsek. Nothing losses by. I'm picking up the lulav to be yotzei. The nanuim I'm not going to make till I go to shul, and it could be that between now and then I'm going to put the lulav down. Doesn't say in Taisus that you can't put the lulav down. So how do you make the bracha now and the nanuim? If Taisus was talking about nanuim b'shasa bracha, like the Rambam has nanuim b'shasa bracha. Okay, so those are nanuim I'm going to make right away. So I could hear I'm making a bracha and the nanuim. Maybe that warrants. Maybe they warrant a bracha and there's not a hefsek between now and the bracha. But Taisa says we don't make nanuim of halal. Nanuim of halal, A, it's only shuri mitzvah. How is that enough to be mechayev a bracha? And number two, even if it is enough to be mechayev a bracha, but it's not takef. This halacha, you have to make the bracha takef to the mitzvah. Here it's not takef at all. The halal's not lots of it. Doesn't say anything over here that you're holding for halal. And the scrub was makbid to make the bracha on the lulav, until the lulav right before halal. Not like many people do in the sukkah before they go to shul. He would make the bracha, he should make the bracha right. Or he held his practice was to make the bracha right before halal. Stama the kasilah, the bracha should go on anu without a hefsek. Or maybe it's that the nanum should be part of the mitzvah. I'm not sure exactly what his agenda, what his agenda was. Maybe he wanted the nanuim to be part of the mitzvah deraisa, the nanuim of halal. But look at the ritual that calls when you're holding it the mitzvah nimshecha. So if he'll make the bracha right for halal, I don't know. There's different ways to say it. It isn't exactly what the biskov's agenda was. Now that we're learning the sugya, it's not so clear to me what the biskov's agenda was. But al kapanim and taisus we have here are the mice. That's not the general practice. I don't think taisus is talking mitzvahs again. So how do you make the bracha in the nanuim? Yeah, there's different R also. So it comes out the Ikra Mitzvah didn't have a bracha. The bracha going in the Nanuim, so the Ikra Mitzvah did without a bracha. I think where all of that leads to, where all of that leads is that I need to have over lasiyosim. The bracha needs to be done over lasiyosim. But once the bracha is over lasiyosim, the bracha is chal on the mitzvah that I took before too. But it's not a din. Over lasiyosim doesn't mean that the bracha only works on what's ahead of me. It doesn't work backwards. The bracha can't project backwards. The bracha is the bracha for the mitzvah in its entirety. But there's a din in the bracha that I have to say the bracha over lasiyosim. So here I satisfied over lasiyosim because I said the bracha before the nanuim. That's called over lasiyosim. Once it's over lasiyosim, it's a good bracha. If it's a good bracha, it's a good bracha for the mitzvah that I did a minute ago. And the din tekef is also miskayim because it's tekef to the mitzvah that I just did. I think with the diyuk and tesis that the vort of Eivel Asiyosin is that to make the bracha you have to be Isaac in the mitzvah, I think that's Moisif Gishmak. It's not a din that I have to make the bracha Eivel Asiyosin because the bracha has to go on the mitzvah afterwards. The bracha could go on the mitzvah before. There's no din. The bracha could go in all directions. The bracha broadcasts in all directions. But there's a din how to make a bracha. To make a bracha, you have to be Isaac in the mitzvah. You can't make the bracha when you're not Isaac in the mitzvah. Zaktais is Isaac in the mitzvah, because since I haven't yet done the Nanuim, so it's called that I'm Isaac in the mitzvah. So Isaac in the mitzvah means the mitzvah is before me, and I'm still Isaac. I'm not finished with Isaac mitzvah means I'm not finished with the mitzvah. I still have the mitzvah. I still have more of the mitzvah to do. I still have the shirayim of the mitzvah to do. So I'm Isaac in the mitzvah. So I'm making a bracha b'shas when I'm Isaac in the mitzvah. It satisfies every lesson also. So it's a good bracha. It's able to ask the awesome. I'm able to make the bracha. I'm able to make the bracha I'm able to make the bracha on the netilus lulav that I just finished, because it's takeif to that. There's no din that the bracha can only be chal labo. The bracha can't be chal mafreya. The bracha can be chal mafreya too, as long as it's a bracha that was said when I'm Isaac in the mitzvah. And then it satisfies takeif. The takeif is not to the nanuim. The nanuim I'm not going to do maybe for a while, but the takeif is to the netilu that I just finished. Yeah, okay, let's see right there. Lotzeis, yotze mi boiler. It's going on the Gemara is kasha. Rav Bibi answered, the Gemara asked Rav Bibi, how do you make a bracha valentine luluv? So Rav Bibi answered, mi da agba nofik be. What's left me? Be'idna da agba nofik be. So now the Gemara asked from the Lashon of Raisa, lotzeis, yotze mi boiler. The Lashon of Raisa, notli lotzeis boi. It's not notli lotzeis boi. You already yotzi as soon as you picked it up. The Gemara answers in the Chrami, it's Agav the Sefer. So that taste is. Let's say smash me shall yotzi adayin vayis in etilo. Let's say smash me, you were not yet yotzi. I'm going to be yotzi. Umishkachas lo kishohavchay. How can you have such a case? Of not lay lots of way that I'm late to the lulu, but I'm not yet to say. He says, yeah, because I can't say that. Can I mean in Besukah? They need to say, I'll say, they lost it. I should not lay lots of way by Ace in the Tilo. Or he had Kavanah lay lots of way. The Shita is that even the man Dom, Mrs. Ainsuch has Kavanah, but if you have a Kavanah, Hophis, Kavanah, shall lay lots of way for sure not yet. So that's another way you could pick up a lulu, but not be Ace. You have to understand, what does Tesis want? Why does Tesis, what's bothering Tesis? Who says there has to be a case? Rav Bibi says, be'idna de agba nofak, but when you pick up the lulav yotzi, so the bracha is not really, the bracha is really after you do the mitzvah. So I've asked you also, but be'etzi be'idum the bracha after you're ready yotzi. So the more asked from the lashon of the b'raisa. The lotsin the rice is not the lotsis by. So it's a kasha. Well, what happens in not the lotsis by? Be it in the agma nafik. So who told Tosis that there's a case that you could avoid be it in the agma nafik? Be it in the agma nafik. What's the kash that coming to answer? The Tosis coming to answer. Tosis is telling me there's a case where you don't have bitten the nafik. Who says there's such a case? Maybe it's always true. Be in the diagonal nafik, but maybe you always going to see when you pick it up. So what's wrong? That's what Rabbi said. That's what Rabbi said. That you're always going to see when you pick it up. I mean, Rabbi said you're going to see when you pick it up. Maybe you're always going to see when you pick it up. The Gemara asks how to explain the lashon of the Brayso. The Gemara answers that the lashon of the Brayso is agav sefer. What's driving Tosis to say that there must be some case that could avoid the be'in the agma nafik bay? Let's see. We'll come back to this question. But I think this is a key question. Just understand that the Shapovna Tosis. What's driving the Tosis? Why does Tosis feel compelled to say that there must be a case that doesn't have Idna the Agma Nafik? We must be able to construct. So Tosis constructs two cases. Chopkoi or yet Kavonish Leilotzis. Other Yishayim have another case also. If you pick the Minim up one at a time. So you picked up the Esrog before you picked up the Lulav. So that would be, you were not yet the Eitzel of the Mitzvah because they ma'ak of each other. But it would be, that would be a case of Notler Lotzis. And you can make the broken, then it would be, well, we'll see. So anyway, you understand, what it says you want. What else does this have to say? Taisa said, "Rather like a lulav, ain't sorach lahivchay." When you take the lulav, you don't have to turn the esrog upside down. Many goyim we turn the esrog upside down. Taisa says, "Not necessary." Kid a pirushri, came and shetorach lanayev bahal. Why should you turn the esrog upside down? For ayvul asi also, the ayvul asi also is satisfied with the nanu, like it says in the Gemara. Like Tosis explained in the Tosis before, that would mean the agma nafik bay, but it's still called ayvul asi also because you have the nanui. So therefore, the Rish says, so the mele, it's not necessary to be mehapach the lulav. It's not necessary to be mehapach the esrog. You don't have to go looking for eitzes for ayvul asi also. The nanui is satisfied ayvul asi also. The chayyot is not a poshut. It's a gemara for eshes taka. The point of Rabbi, that's how it is. But in the Brisa says not the lotsus boy, and Rabbi, and I keep saying Rabbi, Rabbi, and Rabbi says that really the reason why the bracha is al even, why is the bracha minusuch al, why not le? Says Rabbi because in the abu nafik bay, and that seems to be okay. Didn't bother Rabbi that that's what you should do. Doesn't bother the Brisa that that's what you should do. So if it didn't bother the Brisa, didn't bother Rabbi, why should it bother us? So the parts of double posture that the Rish says that ain't so if the chorus of double posture, it's mamish gemara mefreshes. The ma'aseh we find Rishayim who do suggest it. The Tosfos in the Peretz brings that the Rashbam held that you should be mahapach the esrog when you take it. In order that it should do the mitzvah, in order that the bracha should be able to see also. Then he brings from another Rishon from a Shmuel from a. From what was the name of the town? Ivro, Shul from Ivro, that he had a different answer. You should make the bracha simultaneously with picking it up. While you're picking it up, you make the bracha. So that's also, I guess that's also kind of like what I see also. Maybe with Tosis about being Isaac, but it has Avon even. While I'm picking it up, that's also ayvul asi asam, because then the kud of ayvul asi asam, I should be isik in the mitzvah when I'm making the bracha. So it doesn't have to be before; it could be simultaneous. But akapanim, here we have Rishayim who seem to think that it's worthwhile to pursue ways to make the bracha ayvul asi asam. What are they? Are the reasons 100% right? What are they from? They're more from than the Gemara. They're more from than the Brisa. The Bryce is not the Lotus, but you make a bracha of Al. The Gemara says, because mina agbanot, because mina, again, anywhere explains, mina agbanot. Then Taisa goes on. He says, first of all, he says, ain't something that you don't have to do. You don't have to do this because you have the nanu. Then the Rishon says further, there's another reason why you don't have to be mahapach of esrog, because you don't have kavana lotzis with the netilah. You have kavana shalei lotzis with the netilah. When you pick up the lulav, you don't want to, because you want to overlast the osin, you have kavana, because you want to overlast the osin, so your kavana when you pick it up is not to be yaisi with the netilah till after the bracha. So you don't even have to bother to turn it upside down. So I don't understand what the Rebbe wants. The Rebbe just got finished saying that the Gemara says ain't sarach, that it ain't sarach, because you have the nanuim. There's takami to agma nofik bayin, it doesn't matter because you have the nanuim. That's why that's the awesome. So the same way the Rebbe says you don't have to turn it upside down because you don't have to be more from in the Gemara. So why do you have to have kavanah shalei lotzis? Why do you have to be more from in the Gemara? The Gemara says me to agma nofik bayin. And the Ennis is that the Lashon of the Ri, Oimishim She'enei Reitzu Lotzis, in that mask where he has a special Kavanah Shalei Lotzis. Like he's telling me to Eitzah. I have an Eitzah. Instead of turning it upside down, I'm the Chavan Shalei Lotzis. That's not his Lashon. He says, you don't have to be Menea because you don't have to be Mahapachit because you're going to be Menanea. Or you don't have to be Mahapachit because you don't want to be Eitzah with the Netilah. What do you mean you don't want to be Eitzah with the Netilah? The Gemara says me that means to be in the Agmen Ophagbo. The Gemara says that that's why you say Al. So obviously the Gemara doesn't think that that when you pick it up you're not your mechamet, your kavanah is presumptively not to be yaitzeh. So you see the Gemara doesn't have this svara. The Gemara thinks that you do have kavanah to be yaitzeh when you pick it up. How is the Ri? If the Ri would say, I'm going to give you an eitzeh, make a special kavanah in your mind, write it down on a piece of paper. I'm mechamet shalei lotzis. So that would still bother me. What is he being more from the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't give that Eitzah. So why is he giving that Eitzah? The same way he didn't say, he says you don't have to turn it upside down, because the Gemara says it's enough to nanuim to be able to see. So for the same reason, you don't have to be from the Gemara and have a Kavanah Shalei Lotzis. But he doesn't even say that. He doesn't say, say the words, I'm a Kavanah Shalei Lotzis. The Mashmos of the Ri is, you don't have to turn the Eitzah upside down, because you don't want to be Yaitzeh with an Atilah. Sounds like he's saying that's always the case. You don't want to be Yaitzeh with an Atilah. What do you mean you don't always want to be Yaitzeh with an Atilah? If normally you don't want to be Yaitzeh with an Atilah, that's what it sounds like he's saying. People don't want to be Yaitzeh with an Atilah, so then the bracha should be lit. You lose the whole Midah Agmen Ophik Bay. And what's the Gemara's Kasha? Lotzeis, Yotze mi boy, like, what do you mean? It's not Yotze, because he had Kavanah probably Shalei Lotze, so it's Taka Nofei Lotze's way. It's still against the Gemara. Well, what is, like where did the Ri lose his courage? First, the Ri said, all you Eitzes, the Rashbam and Rav Shmuel, me, wherever it is, you're giving the Eitzes to turn the Etzig upside down and to take the Dalaminim from one after another. What are you being so from? The Gemara says, me to Agma Nofek Bey, and it's enough. I was the Ibalatzi also. Because of the Nanuim. Okay, so fine. That's about it. I hear. You don't have to be from the Gemara, the Nanuim makes it over less yours. He said that. But then he said, what's this oi? Or because you have Kavanah, or because when you picked it up, you didn't have Kavanah Lotzis. So therefore, it's over less yours than Stamaze. But that's also against the Gemara. Then Mishnah says, look in Taisus and Sukkah. Taisus and Sukkah brings also a whole bunch of Eitzes. How you could have Eivel Asiyosin. Turn the Esrog upside down. Take the Mina Bezeh Chazeh. Have a special Kavanah Shalei Lotzeis. And after he brings all of these Eitzes, and he brings this Kavanah Shalei Lotzeis as one of the Eitzes, Then he says, but the Riva said, I asked the Ri, over there it's the Ri, he says to Hashem, the Riva says it's all not necessary. Because you see in the Gemara Pesachim, that the Gemara says, and you make the bracha afterwards, and it's okay, I was the Ovel Asiyosin, must be because of the Nanun. So Pesach in Sukkah brought this thing about Kavanah Shalalot says, as an Eitzah, how to be Fumin in the Gemara, and he says it the way he says it is you'll be mechaven shalilotzis. Not that automatically is that way, but you'll have a kavon shalilotzis. And that's an eitzah trick that you could do. You have three tricks. You could take the esrog upside down. You could take the medium that bezer chazer. You could have a special kavon shalilotzis. And all of them he says in the Gemara, you don't need just tricks. But us, it's like more. He's more like all over the place. He's straddling the fence. Yes, he says the eitzah, but the trick about turning the esrog upside down, he says you don't have to do that trick because the Gemara says beidin the agma nafik bay, the nanuim is enough for evil asi yosan, or because when you pick it up, you really didn't want to be eitzah. It's clear this oyentaisa is not a trick. He's not saying another eitzah. He already said you don't need eitzahs. The Gemara says you don't need eitzahs. He says something else. Stama when you pick up the lulav, you don't have kavanah lotzis. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the bracha is al. Why is the bracha al? The bracha is al because you had kavanah, because you already yotze. Midag v'nafik bo. And it's always bothering me, Tafil. Our minig is that we do like the Rashbam. We turn the esrog upside down. When we pick up and we make the bracha, we hold the esrog upside down. Most people have that minig. Some people have the minig going. The going says you hold it up right side up and you have kavanah shalilotzis. What do we? Chayderi is right. Why do we? Why are we being more krum than the Gemara? I think what's going on is like this. Let's go back to the original question. I think the key lies in the beginning of places. Where is the kashan of Poppy? Poppy says, you know why you make it the Gemara? How do you make a bracha of Al? Al is Meikar Mashma. Why are you making a bracha of Al? So Poppy said, Be'idna the Agma Nafim. You're not making the bracha after you reach the mitzvah. So that's why the bracha is Al. And that thing where he asks from the Lashon the Braisa. Not the Braisa says, not le lotzes. Yotze mi boile. My answer is, Agav Seif. Braisa said, the first thing in Taisa is, that it's mishkachas lo. Not le is mashma, not le lotzes is mashma, that I was not yet yotze, has it mishkachas lo. So Taisa says, ways that it's mishkachas lo. So I ask, what is Taisa's what? And if it's not mishkachas lo? Maybe it's not Mishkachas Lo. Who says it has to be Mishkachas Lo? Rav Papi said categorically, maybe that's categorically true. The Gemara asks, but what do you do with the Lashon of the Brayis? So I think, Poshib Shach. The whole Shach of the Tari is in Rav Papi. Rav Papi said the Bracha, you can't make a Bracha of Al. Because Al is made. Kor Mashma, Brachas have to be Labo. You have to make a Bracha of Levar. You can't make a Bracha of Al Bir. The Gemara is the Kasha and Rapapi from the Bracha of Luluf, which is Al. If you're a puppy, that's not an acceptable Nusach. A puppy answered, Shiny Luluf, be in the Agba Nafagbe. And that the Gemara asks from the Lashon of the Braisa. The Lashon of the Braisa is not the Lotzis. Doesn't sound like he was ready. What was bothering places was, the Shakla Vidhari of the Gemara sounds like it's a Kashan or a puppy. Why is it only Kashan or a puppy? It's a Kasha Stam. The Braisa said, not the Lotzis. How could you have by Lulu, not the Lotzis? It's a steer in terms, it's a contradiction in terms. If you were Nitel, if you were already Eitzis, where's the not the Lotzis? In the Gemara should have finished with a puppy. We didn't know for nothing. And then the Gemara said, Gufa, we have a Raisa, the Raisa not the Lotzer's boy. There's not such thing as not the Lotzer's boy. The Lotzer, it can't be Lotzer's, because if it's Lotzer, you already ate it. The Gemara is not mashma that way. The Gemara is mashma that we're asking a kasha on a puppy. Without a puppy, we would be fine. But on a puppy, it's a kasha. So Pesach says, yeah. Because without a puppy, I could explain the price. Notli lotzis means you took the lulav upside down. Or you took the lulav with the kavanah shlo lotzis. There's ways that you could have notli lotzis. So the price, without a puppy, we would be fine. We would say, you know what, the price is notli lotzis. Yeah, that's how you do it. You take the lulav lotzis, meaning you take the lulav without having kavanah lotzis, without being yotzi. And you make a bracha, and then you eat it. Okay, that would be the best flavor. That's awesome. But a puppy says that can't be. But according to a puppy, it can't be true. Why can't it be true according to a puppy? Because if that was true, then you would make the bracha lit. A puppy, that's not what you do. You don't turn the lesser upside down. You don't have kavanah lotzis. Because if you did all of those things and you made it into a real flavor, then the bracha wouldn't be out. And the bracha says the bracha is out. So if a puppy has to say that's not what you do. The Bryce is saying you pick it up, you yoytz in the mitzvah, and you make the bracha afterwards. I had the label last year, sometimes explained before, because of the nanuim. Like upon him, that's what puppy's chiddush. A puppy's chiddush is that what the Bryce is prescribing is that you should be yoytz in the lulav and then make the bracha. Practicing more on a puppy, how can you remember shocking the Bryce that way? The Bryce is not the lotzis. That's not lotzis, not the lotzis. That's yotzim yboyle. Rapapi answers, Agav Seifa, Nechran, Agav Seifa. I found out there was in Taisha ben Aperet in Mufurs. Taisha ben Aperet says Mufurs. No, time is short. You'll take a look yourself. In Taisha ben Aperet, I mean, it's Kimat Mufurs. Taisha ben Aperet explains the Gemara. Yochi lotzis boy, yotzim yboyle. So answer Rebbeinu Peretz. The kasha, the mashma di lav hay taima the omer the bidna adab bedag benofik bay loy motzil mitfrachachi. Zayne the lav of motzil mitfrachachol yoidim shem yad not shem shem not liyotza. A little bit of sosim in Rebbeinu Peretz. You have to know what he's saying, but that's what he's saying. He's saying the Gemara makes it sound like it's a kasha ner puppy who is mechadish disvoy the bidna denofik nofik that it's a kasha ner puppy. It's not a kasha or a puppy, it's a kasha stam. Hakol yoidim, though, you pick up the lulav yoitzi. So why is we only asking about puppy? He doesn't say the words are puppy, but that's what he means. You see, he's saying, what's the word kasha? He laughed by time if a puppy hadn't said that the beidim is not the agbanofik bay. The lulav puppy motzi le mifruch. More could have asked how is it? Hakol yoidim, shemiyachim not le yotzim. That was, if you just read the words of Rebbeinu Peretz, maybe you could not understand them, because he starts with saying, what's the kasha on Be'idna the Nofik? What's the Gemara's kasha on Be'idna the Nofik? Be'idna the Nofik? Be'idna the Abel Nofik Be? What's the kasha? Hakol Yoidim, that when you pick it up, you Yoidim. What does he mean? Hakol Yoidim, that's Be'idna the Abel Nofik Be. What Rebbeinu Peretz means is what I'm saying. Why are you making the kasha on your puppy? It's a kasha stam. Everybody knows that when you pick up the lulav yotzei. It's not a kasha specifically on a puppy who said the word to be in the agma nofek bay to explain the bracha. And the Beit Parrot's answers like places that without a puppy, I would say that you picked it, you did it upside down, or you did it in other ways. There's ways to do it. There's ways to be not layotzei. But a puppy says that that's not the way you do it, because then you wouldn't make the bracha at peloshen al. So that's the base. So now I understand the Rashbam and the Shmuel wherever it was, Avraino. They gave Eitzis to Eivel Asiyosim. Turn the Esek upside down, have Kavanah Shleilotzeis, make the Bruch at the same time as you're picking it up. What are they giving Eitzis? They need to be filming in the Gemara. The Gemara says, be in the Agba Nothing. And you'll be kind of overlast yosin with the nanum. So what's the answer? Maybe somebody could already say that. What's the answer? Why did the Rashbam, where did the Rashbam come up being from in the Gemara? If the Gemara says, and you'll be Mekayim over the Asiyosim with just the Nanuim, and that's good enough for Eivel Asiyosim. So where's the Rashbam looking for other Eitzes? Where's the Rashbam come up looking for better Eitzes? Right. The Rashbam's not being frumin in the Gemara. He's been frumin in the Rapapi. Because what I mean is like this. The Pashut Prat in the Braisa is not the Lotzis. That the Braisa is prescribing that you should not be Yotzi till after the Bracha. That's a simple reading of the Bracha. That's like the Makshin Es and Rapapi. The simple reading of the Braisa, not the Lotzis, is that you know to, and remember, the Braisa is prescribing procedure, how you should do it. So, Pashut Prat in the Braisa, not li lotzis, sounds like not yotzi yet. And you make the bracha before the Ikar HaMitzvah. And in Mishkachos, there's ways to do it upside down. There's ways to do that. But Poppy says that can't be Pashut in the Braisa. Because if that was Pashut in the Braisa, then why would the Braisa say, Al? It says, Poppy, Al Kochach, the Braisa is telling me that you just pick it up normal. You don't have to do those Eitzes. You pick it up stamazay, you say, I what about Eivel Asiyosim? But Rapapi will have to say, you'll be Mekayim Eivel Asiyosim with the Nanuim later. And Rapapi will have to be Nidchak in the Lashon of the Braisa. Not Lelotzeis doesn't mean not Lelotzeis. Not Le Viyotzomi Boyle. Rapapi will read, the Braisa really means you unite it and you Yotzei, and you make the Bracha afterwards. But that's not the simple reading of the Braisa. The simple reading of the Braisa is not Lelotzeis. That you're noitel it and you're not yotzi yet. A puppy, l'shitasa, has no choice. Since the Braisa says that al doesn't make sense if you're making the bracha afterwards according to a puppy. So therefore, a puppy has to say that it must be that motlo, it must be that a puppy saying that you don't have to worry about Eivel Asiyosim. You can have Eivel Asiyosim with the nanut. You just pick it up and we're okay. But since we don't pass him like a puppy, we pass him like the Hilchus is like a puppy. Al. That Al is also Lahaba Mashma. So from the prices, from the Lashon of Al, we have no Raya. Al will be a fine bracha for Lahaba too. So Mimela, there's no reason to do violence to the simple meaning of the Braisa. The simple meaning of the Braisa is not the Lotzis, that you might lit and you're not Yotze yet. But then, if that's the simple meaning of the Braisa, then the Braisa is telling me that that's the better way to do it. To pick it, the Braisa is saying, don't rely on the Nanuim for Eivel Asiyosim. Not the Lotzis. Pick it up without being Yotzei and make the Bracha, and then be Yotzei. That's a better Eivel Asiyosim. A Poppy apparently thinks that it's not necessary. Fine. A Poppy, we have to say that the Braisa doesn't think that it's necessary. We don't have such a Hekach. So maybe, Lididan, the Braisa is telling us, not the Lotzis. Not the Yotzei, not the Lotzis. The Braisa is telling us you should be Yotzei without being Yotzei. So therefore, we have to do it in a way. The Rashbam held that we should do it in a way that we're not yotzei. Okay, three, not necessary. The Nanuim are good enough. Three apparently held that even though the Makshin didn't know this svara about the Nanuim being good enough, but once our puppy tells us that the Nanuim are good enough for Eivel Asiyosim, so why should we make a machlekes out of it? That's the child of here. Point to a puppy, you're Mekayim Eivel Asiyosim with the Nanuim. There's no need to have special kavonas or special stand on your head or stand the esrog on its head. It's not necessary. The Nanuim is good enough for Eivel Asiyosim. That's how we have to read the Braisa. The child, do we read the Braisa that way too? The Rashbam and Lashon holds that we don't read the Braisa that way because that's not the simple meaning of the Braisa. The simple meaning of not the Lotzis is Lab is that you're not Yotzi yet. It doesn't say not the Viyotzi. Not the Yotzimi boiler, like the Makshin Es and Rapapi. So it's apparently we hold, if you don't hold like a puppy, why should we do violence to the Braisa? We'll go like the Makshin. And the Re held that even though that's what the Makshin thought, but Lemaisa, once your puppy answered that the Braisa could be left afka, and our puppy said that the Nanum is good enough for Eivel Asiyosim. So even though we don't pass like a puppy, the Bracha of Al, but in this Nakuda, Eivel Asiyosim, we tasted to be Marvin Machlikis, and we could say that we accept our puppy too. Where a puppy has to say, Be'echrech, we could say without having to say it. Because if it's good enough for a puppy, if a puppy says that Eivel HaSiyosin is good enough for, that Nanuim is good enough for Eivel HaSiyosin, so it's good for us too. We who don't hold like a puppy, but in the Nekudah but Eivel HaSiyosin, what's better? To say it, to not to be Marma Machlaikis, or not to have to be Nidchak in the Braisa? Rashbam held, better not to have to be Nidchak in the Braisa, and we'll talk about Machlaikis about Eivel HaSiyosin if Nanum is good enough. And the re-held, better to be Nidchak in the Braisa, not the means Yotza, not the Lotzis really means Yotza, and not to be Marma Machlaikis in the gather of Eivel HaSiyosin. Then the re says, he says another thing. What's that? What's this? First of all, what's he giving me, an Eitzah? He already told me you don't need any Eitzahs. You go like a pup, you don't need Eitzahs. Number two, and that's the thing Sunsukkah says it, as an Eitzah that you don't need. It's in the list of the Eitzahs that the Riva says you don't need. But Taisus says the Riva first. You don't need it. Then Anum is good enough. And then he throws in, or you can have kavanah, or there's kavanah shalalatzis. You're telling me Nanum is good enough, because that means we're going like a puppy, Nanum is good enough. So finish, stop there. And then there's another kasha, because Taisus doesn't sound like he's saying this as an Eitzah. Taisus sounds like he's saying this is the way it is stomach. Stomach, when you pick it up, you have kavanah lotzis. I'm sorry, stomach, when you pick it up, you have kavanah shalalatzis. That's not true. The Gemara says, or puppy says in the Gemara, mida agba nofik be. I want to say maybe a pshat in this last line of Taisus, a little bit of pshat mechudosh. Now, what Taisus is saying is, you don't have to do this standing around his head. Not necessary. Because even if you're right, that we don't pass like a puppy, that the nanum are good enough for Eivel HaSiyosin. The first thing he says is that we do pass like a puppy. For Eivel HaSiyosin, we pass like a puppy. But then it's another Eitzah. Not an Eitzah, he says another thing. He says, you anyway don't have to turn the Eitzah upside down. Because if we don't paskin like a puppy, and if we hold that the Eivel HaSiyosin requires that you make the bracha before the Ikar HaMitzvah, then that itself creates a stoma that when you pick up the lulav, you don't intend to be Yitzhak. Because Eivel HaSiyosin says you have to make the bracha before you Yitzhak. So you don't have to spell anything out. If the din is la'halocha, not like a puppy, that nanum is not enough for Eivel HaSiyosin. And for Eivel HaSiyosin, you need to make the bracha and then be yotzei the mitzvah. So then the bracha itself will indicate your kavanah. And the fact that I haven't made the bracha yet will be an indication that my kavanah is right now is not to be yotzei. Maybe a puppy said to me, the agba nafak bay. A puppy didn't say that. Yeah, a puppy l'shitosai. A puppy holds that there's no problem of Eivel HaSiyosin. The nanum satisfied Eivel HaSiyosin. If the nanum satisfied Eivel HaSiyosin, then the bracha, the fact that I pick it up before I make the bracha, is no indication that I have kavanah shalei lotzis. So memela my kavanah is takalotzis. Taisus is saying this last line in Taisus. He's saying a mimonoshach. He's saying you don't have to do any tricks anyway. The trick happens on its own. Because if we pass in like a puppy, that nanum is enough for Eivel HaSiyosin. So then finished. We pass like a puppy. Then when you pick it up, you take a yotzei. But who cares? The nanum make it Eivel HaSiyosin. And if you're going to tell me that maybe we don't pass like a puppy, and you have to make the bracha before the Ikar HaMitzvah for Eivel HaSiyosin, so then you also don't have to do any special tricks about turning it upside down or anything. Because if the din is that you have to make the bracha before the Ikar HaMitzvah, then when you pick it up before you make the bracha, stomach kipeirushi, that your kavan is not to be yotzei. It's different than Taisin Sukkah. Taisin Sukkah is telling me an Eitzah. There's an Eitzah. Have a special Kavanah. So Taisin says that you see from a puppy, you don't need special Kavanahs. The Rashbam holds we don't pass, we don't hold like a puppy. But the Re holds we do hold like a puppy. The Rashbam, by us, Taisin saying something else. that the Re himself is saying, first of all, I hold that we hold like a puppy. Nanum is enough. And then he says, and even if you're misupik about it, that's this last line. And even if I'm wrong, and we don't hold like a puppy, but you still don't need tricks. Because if we don't hold like a puppy, then the trick happens on its own. I'm going to look something up. Give me a second. The calendar up. Yeah, I think that's going on. So it's very Gishmak. The whole Tosis is one Hemshech. First Tosis says that this for me, the Agbe, Be'idna, the Agbe, Nofak Bey, it's not a Dover Poshut. Not a Dover Poshut. If it was Dover Poshut, then the Gemara didn't have to, the Gemara shouldn't be asking Kashas on a puppy. For Lotzis, Yotzumi, Boile. It's not a Kash on a puppy, it would be a Kash by Yotzi, it would be an independent Kash. Teres is not an independent kasha. It is possible to read the brisa. Lotzis. It is possible to read the brisa that lotzis that notly lotzis means kipshutay. That you picked it up upside down. You picked it up with the kavanah of lotzis. You could read the brisa that way. So that's why, without rapapi, I would say not the lotzis means kipshutay. But now the rapapi said in the agba nafik bay that you don't do eitzis. The brisa doesn't mean that you should do eitzis, and rapapi has to say it because otherwise the nusach habrocha doesn't make any sense. So and Rav Papi, we have a kasha. Now that you're telling me, beidin da'af and da'af by nafik bay. So now we have a kasha. So what's pshat and loshon on the brisa? So we have to say it's agav v'seif. So now we have machlekes shenim. What's the halacha? But the Ari shenim will hold the Rashbam and so on. That we read the brisa. The halacha we read the brisa kipshutay. Not the lotzis means not like without being yotzi. The brisa is telling me do eitzis not to be yotzi till after the bracha. Why? The Bryce is telling me the Eivel Asiyosin should be Mekuyim by the Iker Amitzvah being after the Bracha. That's the Shittas Rashbam. And the Reis says, Ein Tzorach, you don't need to do it. Rav Papi told me the Nanuim, Rav Papi said, Eivel Asiyosin is Miskayim in the Nanuim. So even Eivel Asiyosin is Miskayim in the Nanuim. Now, MS is another way to read. I'm thinking now, maybe there's another way one could have navigated the Gemara. You know, what does a puppy do with Oyvel Asi Awesome? Puppy said, Idin Agba Nafik Bay. What does he do with Oyvel Asi Awesome? Hey, you're welcome, Loyamar. There, a puppy doesn't even hold to Oyvel Asi Awesome. Shnei Bin Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks Machlek is when you make the bracha, before the mitzvah or during the mitzvah. Maybe it's not a double muskum. It's a member of Nachum by it's a member of Shmuel. Who says our puppy holds from it? And Moli the Tosis before, maybe this had the Rashbam read the Gemara. Maybe this would be even more compelling. Maybe the Rashbam read the Gemara before. Rav Papi says you make the bracha, but it's in the Avgan of Agbe. You make the bracha after you eat. I would happen to be blessed also. Maybe Rav Papi doesn't hold from my blessed also. So the bracha of lulav is a taka always afterwards. That's why the nusach is out. I think my andra puppy said, how do you read the brisa? Not the lotzis. The gemara answers in the charam it's agav. Lalach, we don't hold like a puppy. We don't have to learn the brisa that way. And not only do we not have to learn the brisa that way, but actually now that we have shmuel, the taka is supposed to make the bracha over lassi also. So if you have to make the bracha over lassi also, then our kochet the brisa means kipshutay not the lotzis. But you have to take it upside down. That's the Rashbam. That'll be even more simple where the Rashbam is coming from. But the reason, no, Rav Papi agrees to Eivel Asi Yosem. Because Rav Papi holds that Eivel Asi Yosem is Miskayim with the Nanuim. So the Re holds, if Eivel Asi Yosem is Miskayim with the Nanuim, so fine. Eivel Asi Yosem is Miskayim with the Nanuim. So Shalom Al Yisrael. So why do you have to look for Eitzis? Then the Re finishes off. Void. right, even if it will say, let's say in this second or so, there a puppy doesn't hold from Eivel Asiyos. Even say a puppy doesn't hold from Eivel Asiyos, we hold from Eivel Asiyos on to Meila. We should look for Eitzis that it should be, because we need to have a real Notli Lotzis and Natila without being Yotzi. Yeah. But it's no problem because by dint of the fact that you have that the bracha has to be able to see also, that itself makes it that before I have the bracha, before I make the bracha, my kavanah shalei lotzis. If the bracha has to be before the mitzvah, then kozman I didn't make the bracha, my kavanah shalei lotzis. So no further tricks are necessary. Rav Papi holds you don't need able to see also. Or in my first version, Rav Papi holds that nanuim is enough for able to see also. So if a puppy also, if according to a puppy, the fact that I didn't make the bracha is not an indication that I have kavanah shalei lotzis. So then, stoma, I have kavanah lotzis. I picked up a little, so my kavanah is lotzis. But if you want to say that we hold that Eivel Asiyosin requires that the bracha come first, so you still don't need to do any tricks because that itself means that the kozman, I don't make the bracha, my kavanah shalei lotzis. What?
Rabbi, how can we say that Rapapi wouldn't hold up Eivel Asiyos? Isn't the entire machlokas in the Gemara which one is more mashma lehaba? So they both hold up Eivel Asiyos?
I don't know. Normally, make the bracha first, but I don't know if didn't they have to do Eivel Asiyos? The bracha bir chametz you do for. They're really talking about bir chametz. Al bir chametz. And the Gemara brings a whole slew of things. I mean, what's the kashin of a puppy, let's say, from Al HaShechita? We're asking a puppy from Al HaShechita, what's the kashin? Maybe the Rechel Al HaShechita is after the Shechita. I hear. You have a point. If our puppy really didn't hold from Eivel Asiyosin, so what's the most kashin? What's the most asking on our puppy from all these cases, Shechita and Mila, what's the kasha b'chal? Maybe you can make those brachas after. Apparently, your puppy agrees that you make the bracha before. So it's hard to say that it doesn't help from Eivel Asiyosin at all. Even on the Yishami, there's a machlokes. That's hard to say. Okay, so let's say my first nusach. Rav Papi holds, he agrees maybe, that you need Eivel Asiyosin. But Eivel Asiyosin is miskayim with the nanuim. The Rashbam holds that's the machlokes, that we don't have to accept that. Because the simple reading of the Brayis, the not the lotse, is that you should do a trick not to be yotze. Why? Because not to rely on the nanuim for Eivel Asiyos. So that's the nukunis of machlekes, whether you use the nanuim for Eivel Asiyos, or you need the ikar mitzvah for Eivel Asiyos. And the Reed says there's no such machlekes. And if there is, first of all, the Reed says there's no such machlekes. In Sukkah, that's the Reed. The Reed says there's no such machlekes. And by us, the Reed says, hey, there's no such machlekes. Because you have the nanuim. And B, even if there is, you still don't have to do any tricks. Because if there is such a machlekes, then la halacha, the bracha itself will indicate that kozman, you didn't say the bracha, you're kavanah shalei lotzis. Okay. Fine. You should have an easy fast the rest of the day. And Mitzvah Hashem, I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
What time tonight?
9:15,
Rabbi.
Yeah, and they said in Zeissman.
Yeah.
In the Beis Medrash, in the old Beis Medrash.
Yeah, we're at MK High School, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Abby.